O God, overflowing with mercy and compassion, you lead back to yourself all those who go astray. Preserve your people and your loving care, that we may reject whatever is contrary to you and may follow all things that sustain our life in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our reading this morning is from the first chapter of 1 Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 15th chapter. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. It's September already. In fact, it's halfway through September already. How did that happen? All of a sudden, we're neck deep into the schedule. Time block after time block is filled up and perhaps even overlap. Everything that has paused is now back in full force and then some. It happens every year at this time, but even still, it's so easy to get lost in the whirlwind. In today's gospel passage, we get back-to-back stories that remind us of how God's ability for finding us is greater than our ability for getting lost. There's no conflict, no drama. In fact, the lost objects seem quite ordinary given their context. They're kind of cute stories because they don't actually have people as the main characters. In the midst of the swirling schedules that we're pulled through, These stories seem pretty stress-free, and they're kind of sweet. We don't have to dive too hard into thinking about our own lostness when we can just think about a sheep and a coin. Lost sheep and lost coins are nothing new. It happens all the time. But a shepherd who risked everything for a lone sheep, a woman who sweeps until she finds, that is something new and different. That is something we're talking about. It doesn't take much for us to get lost. Intentionally, unintentionally, noticed, unnoticed, sometimes just by the complete inadvertent misstep or circumstances of life that just come. We've all been lost at some level at some point. Some of those lost times we can name and others we can't. Some of those lost times have been quick and some may have been way too long. And some of those times have just been a piece of us and some have been our entire self. Not knowing where we are going, what direction to look, or what is next. Our ability to be lost comes too easily. We get lost in our schedules and commitments, our hopes and our dreams, our fears and our griefs, our worries and anxieties, our perfections and approvals. There's the excitements and the loves of life that we dive into and overwhelm us. And there's the disappointments and regrets that just seem to swirl around. Sometimes it's just the season. The seasons change, and there we are lost before we even know that we don't know where we are. And in the midst of it, we get this. Back-to-back stories that remind us of how God's ability for finding us is greater than our ability for getting lost. There's no conflict or drama. In fact, the objects seem quite ordinary given their context. They're kind of cute stories because they don't actually have people as the main character. In the midst of our swirling schedules that we're being pulled through, these stories seem pretty stress-free because they're kind of sweet. We don't have to dive too hard into thinking about our own lostness when we can just think about what we do with a sheep and a coin. Lost sheep and lost coins, they're nothing new. That happens all the time. But a shepherd who risks everything for a lone sheep, a woman who sweeps until she finds, that is something new and different. That is something we're talking about. The shepherd initiated the search. The shepherd didn't wait for cries for help or a wolf attack. The woman sweeps. She didn't wait until she needed to use the coin in a checkout line. One was missing. One was lost. That was enough. God doesn't wait on us. God is always coming to us, and God is always looking for us. It's so much of what I think of when I think of God finding us, no matter how we got into whatever lost situation we are in. It might not be an easy find. It might not be an easy lostness to get pulled out of. But there's no questioning or judgment of how or why the sheep or we become lost. No blame for getting lost. No checklist that needs to be met before being dug out of the lostness and freed to go home whole. The sheep belongs with the shepherd. And where it is in that hole, the shepherd will go to the end of the earth to bring it back. It didn't matter which sheep was lost. It didn't matter that there were 99 others. It mattered that it was the lost sheep. That's how it is with God's love. God gives and risks everything for the one without taking away anything from the others. The woman searches until the lost is found. The woman's success is never in question. The woman will find her coin. The shepherd searches until the lost are found. The shepherd's success is never in question. The shepherd will find the sheep. For neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor thing present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God that God's ability for finding us is greater than our ability for being lost. Amen.
Yes, Lord.